Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this day witness to us, not against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who is humble and have humility, tawadu' lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala number one, wa lil mu'mineen, and deep inside. My dear brothers in Islam, when you go to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, la yaskhar. Once you see a verse, la, meaning no, don't. There is a command from Allah. A command from Allah. Once you see a command from Allah, meaning be super carefully. Get away. Get away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse and before and after, He warning us about don't look down to nobody. Don't assume so and so is such and such. I was reading almost 35 years ago, and when you seek knowledge and guidance, one of the first trick of shaitan is to give you zuhu. What is zuhu? To like yourself. You believe in yourself, you believe, mashallah, you are good. Once you believe you're good, when you have goodness, you're going down. Once you start looking down to other, you're going down. Once you look to the mistake of other, you're going down. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to hear or know about certain secret or sins of other, and make you happy about it, you're going down. Once you start gossip and backbiting by other, you're going down. But shaitan will not tell you you're gossiping at all. You're not gossip. You are a good woman. You are a good man, mashallah. We talked yesterday about the secrets. When Allah allow us to hear a secret, usually it is a sins or something or a mistake or a fall down. Why Allah allow us to hear it? It's a trial from me. Me, not the person. The sins or the weakness between the person and Allah is his business. Now what I'm going to do about it? Do I going to make a dua for the person? Or deep inside all of a sudden I feel so ego and I'm better than him. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And shaitan make me forget my weakness and my sins and my background, you name it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's easy to be arrogant, it's easy to have ego, it's easy to have disease of the heart, it's easy to be in heedlessness, it's easy to look down to others, it's easy to start accumulating the sins and mistake of others, and you forget who you are. You forget who you are. Knowledge without knowledge. And remember, the most arrogant people, they feel broken inside. They feel victim. They feel people victimizing. You do not understand, brother. You do not understand. Shaitan take you to two extreme. Spectrum of his own deception. Ultimate ego and arrogant, and deep inside broken. And deep inside this broken is not a broken. It's not really a broken, it's not humble. It's a deception from shaitan to you. And you crying, and people do not understand me, and look what I'm doing to other, and look what they talking about, look what they assuming, and you going to a cry. And shaitan will never allow you to remember what you're doing and the state of your heart inside. Or you go to the opposite. You're so humble, you're so religious, you're so good to the point you look to people down. One scholar, he said something so beautiful, I never forget it. He said the real mu'min, he has no time for that. The real mu'min, he has no time for all this drama. He has no time. He focuses on himself. He focuses on his journey of iman. He focuses on doing good deed. He focuses about his own weakness. Because lately, it's really what I'm watching, like a bunch of children playing. Children. Imagine 30, 40, 50 children, meaning 30, 40, 50 years old children. Why? Remember the most verses, the most dangerous verse in the Quran. You forget Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. You're not content, you are out of the rahmah of Allah. You do not thank Allah, Allah will punish you. All these packages. You can call yourself, you thank Allah, but you don't. You don't. Because if you're thanking Allah, you do not look of the mistake of other. There's many, many ahadith about that, very scary. Don't run and look for the mistake of other or calculate the mistake of other. As soon or later, Allah will disgrace your dunya and akhirah. Be careful. By the way, if I'm busy in my journey, busy on my journey of iman, doing my good deed, I will never do that. I will never do that. I have no time for that. And not only that, I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said, when you see somebody like that in a committing sins or mistake or other, even if he's a scholar, a big deal. The scholar is not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because today shaitan playing game with us. Oh, look at this learned person, look what he's doing and what. No, don't do that. The mistake of even the learned person, or he's even committing sin, is between him and Allah. Once you know about it, now is a trial from Allah to you. What are you going to do about it? Did you check what between him and Allah? Did you check what he did between him and Allah, what Allah chose him for? How you know? Get away from all this. We in it. Deception. Deception years. Everything will be deception. By this way, this scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, if you are a mu'min, you're busy of your journey of iman. If you're busy with journey of iman, you're busy about your own fault. If you're busy about your own fault, you have a lot to correct. And if you have a lot to correct, you have no time for other, except doing good deed. Somebody said, oh, but brother, sometime you mention a state of people committing sins. I do it without no names. I do it for learning purpose. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some companion came to him. Ya Rasulullah, so and so did this and this. He said, no, he got angry. He said, don't come and repeating things about my companion. If you're really coming for education, said, what about people doing such and such? By the way, Rasulullah replied, and he gathered the people, and he said, what about people doing such and such? Now he educated the people without mentioning names. Now I hear somebody tell me, oh, your message, you try to point finger over me. Did I mention your name? Did anybody know who you are? Did anybody know what's going on? Instead of taking the advice seriously to yourself, you won't blame the messenger? This is what Bani Israel did. Please, my brother, we in it. We are in the middle of deception. And instead of focusing in the message, focusing in correcting ourselves, focusing in elevating the message of Allah, focusing in alleviating the suffering of other, now we're pointing finger over each other mistake and we're becoming like children. You know, go to kindergarten, wallahi, you will find yourself behaving exactly like kindergarten. Oh, he took this from me. Oh, she tell me this. Look what she do. She look at me. And the children making faces to each other, calling each other names. These children, these even bad children, kindergarten, primary school, they have excuse, they are children. The book is not open yet. What about me? After all the knowledge Allah gave me, I'm adult, aqil, baligh, over 30, over 40, and I still behave like that? You remember Luqman al-Hakim when he said to his son, "My son, remember two and forget two. Oh my son, I will teach you four words. If you know them, you believe in them, and you act upon them, Allah make you go to Jannah. And if you forget them, and you do not live with them, you go to Jahannam." Wallahi, my dear brother in Islam, four words. Four words is enough. He said, "My son, remember two and forget two. Remember Allah and remember death, and forget the goodness of you to other, and forget the evil of other toward you." Principle. Principle. Today, we do the opposite. We do not remember Allah. We do not remember death. We do not remember the mischief we do to other and our mistake. And we try to calculate any goodness we do to other. Meaning, we opposite the complete advice of Luqman al-Hakim to his son. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's very easy to talk about knowledge. It's very easy to pass knowledge. It's very difficult to live knowledge. And live knowledge is the opposite of our nafs. Please don't rush and point finger over the mistake of other or even their own sins. Don't. And remember the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ and his advice to us. When you see somebody like that, what do you say? Alhamdulillah, alladhi aathani mimma abtala bihi kathiran min ibadihi wa faddalni tafdila. Alhamdulillah, the one who purified me from a lot of calamity and a trial, he give it to other, wa faddalni tafdila. Tafdila, and Allah choose me and purify me from a lot. If you think about it, somebody give you something and you become arrogant over the one who give you the things. Every goodness we have, we do not have it, is a gift from Allah to me. Why we have no right to be arrogant over the one who doesn't have it? What happened to Bani Israel when they become arrogant? And they said, "We the chosen one." We, Allah cursing them forever. We do not read Quran. We do not understand the message. The most repeated message and story in Quran, the story of Musa and Bani Israel. To the point, it's carrying almost one third of all the story in Quran is about Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. Why? Why Allah repeat the story over and over again? He warning us. He warning us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ego and arrogance is the first major committing sins or causing the sins of Iblis la'natullahi alayhi. This is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about it. What is the sign of that? Pointing finger, putting people down. Feel broken. Feel you are the victim. Feel this and that. Feel people do not understand you. And not only that, and make you feel hopeless and I feel weak and how dare the people do this to me. You see? This is drama. This is drama, Indian drama, Arabic drama, this drama, because people do not like it to said, "Oh, you keep calling Indian. What do you want me to do? I'm addressing Indian. If I'm addressing Arabic, I'm addressing Arabic. Malaysian, I'm Malaysian." You know, again, when you die, you cannot go to Allah and say, "I'm Indian." You won't say, "Allah, I'm a human being, an Abdullah, Muslim." We're supposed to be cleansing ourselves from any habit and culture has nothing to do with Islam. You have no excuse, my dear brother and sister in Islam. We playing game with the journey of Iman. And look what's happening. Musiba after Musiba, calamity after calamity, the Ummah and this and that. We're supposed to be vigilant about what? Our own fault, our own mistake. And we do sutra and cover up the people's mistake. Be super careful. This why is not recommended to pass news and share news. This not news. This is a secret of people. Please be careful, super careful, super careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us. Please read the verses I share with you carefully from Surah Al-Hujurat. And this is a warning and a no-no from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, you can point finger and put people down, and you have hidden ego and arrogance and hiqd in your heart. This hidden diseases of the heart is the most dangerous one. It will eat you like termites and you will not know it. And the most ego one is the most having disease in the heart, because they have it on, they do the backbiting, the arrogant, the ego, you name it, and the mischief and everything inside until you, I have a pure heart. You don't know, I have a pure heart. No, you don't have a pure heart. If you have a pure heart, you will not behave like that. If you have a pure heart, you will not look to people down. If you have a pure heart, you do not get upset of somebody said to you something a month ago or 2 months ago. Or لا حول ولا قوة. We carry diseases. How? How I sleep every night and I carry against you and against him and he tell me and she tell me. Wallahi, my dear brother and sister Islam, we acting like a spoiled brat. Really, forgive me, spoiled brat. Very bad. This not the behavior of a Muslim. This not the behavior of a good adult. This not the behavior of a good manner conduct Muslim. No way. No way. If we have a calamity, we'll fail. We will fail very big time. This is why we cannot be united. We cannot be good to each other. We have barrier between each other. We building the barrier. We build it. But my dear brother, Islam, I will tell you for Sabilillah. We building the barrier to destroy ourselves. You're not destroying nobody else except yourself. And you're causing the damage to yourself and the ummah by spreading division and disunity and getting apart from each other. Remember, you do that, you will see what's coming. Not by me, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see. You will go down so fast. And the musiba is when you go down, you will not feel it. You will not feel it. And most down is not only in dunya. Most down when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you what's going on. And you will be questioned about all this drama in your heart. You won't be questioned about it in the grave? Go ahead. You won't be questioned about it and purified from it yawm al-qiyamah by Jahannam? Go ahead. You want to clean up your heart quick? Go ahead. Because once you die, the cleanliness will not be by talk, will be with hellfire, will be the torture in the grave until yawm al-qiyamah. Wallahi, my dear brother Islam, I swear by Allah. Read about the torture in the grave and for every sins, what is a torture? And if this will not stop you, nothing I can do for you. Please, read by yourself the hadith about the torture of the grave. Read about the hadith about warning, about all what we're doing to each other is a big, big problem. Big problem, my dear brother Islam. Please, clean up quick. Clean up quick. You will never will feel the beauty of Islam and Iman with all this dirt. Will eat you, will destroy you, dunya and akhirah. And not only that, you will pass it to your children. And you will be questioned about it. And this is the ultimate curse from Allah to you and your family. May Allah save us. Wallah, may Allah save us. May Allah save us. My dear brothers, Islam, look to what you're spreading, what you have in your heart, what you're trying to prove. Please, knowledge is not easy. Knowledge is the opposite of the nafs. Clean so quick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us with salam and make us full of zikrullah and remember death and follow the message insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you look around the condition of mankind, the condition of the Ummah, the zulm, oppression, aggression, uncertainty. Even read about the news about the economy, what's going on in Europe. Europe might be broken. Look what happened in America. Look at even the news coming from Bangalore. Are you aware? Bangalore economy is going down. Are you aware about it? To the point they make a documentary about it. You know, what will happen if it go down more? What about our iman is going down? The whole earth is going down. The weather keeps changing. The mischief, the killing. And all this, and I'm not aware about my journey of iman. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah, we in it. We in it big time. And we going to our own destruction, dunya and akhirah, instead of going to our own elevation, dunya and akhirah. This journey is not easy. You will be checked out. Allah will check your sincerity. And if you're not clean and you're sincere, you will be gone. You will be gone. And you will be sitting somewhere crying, wishing to go back, wishing to gain what you lost, and will be too late. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I only can pass the message. I only can warn. I have nothing in my hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, whoever Allah guide, nobody misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody guide. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Wake up big time. We in it. We in it. We in it. There's no time for bickering and this and that and he and she and then use and backbite. There's no time for that. Get away. Get away. Passing knowledge is easy. Assuming you have the knowledge is easy, but having the quality is not easy. Having the quality is not easy to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah elevate you dunya and akhirah is not easy. Please, this is one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Passing knowledge. Knowledge will spread. This is a promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I sent you the hadith before. Read. Read, read and be busy with yourself and ask yourself what I'm doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves and save us from the destruction of ourselves and save us from the anger and the wrath and torture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our wicked nafs and purify our nafs, and save us from our shayateen, and save us from being exposed, and save us of exposing other, and save us of spreading mischief, and save us of being the cause of fitna, or elevating fitna, or waking a fitna, because Allah cares those who do that. May Allah save us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wallahi is very, we in it very fast. Be super careful. And if you have no proper iman, you will not know what I'm talking about. You will not get it. You will not get it. And all these messages will pass by like you never heard anything. Use an angel, use a victim, use a beautiful man, use a beautiful woman. What he's talking about? This is what's going on today. Look what is going on. People killing, massive killing, and said, what are you talking about? Who killing whom? Blindness. May Allah save us from blindness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Take it seriously, my brother and sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Allah, don't make me pass knowledge to benefit other, to let them go to Jannah, and be cursed against me and make me lead me to Jahannam. Oh Allah, don't make me pass knowledge to cause people to go to Jannah and this knowledge to cause it to me to go to Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Make me benefit from my knowledge. Give me the rahmah of the knowledge. Give me the wisdom of the knowledge. Give me the elevation of the knowledge. Make me live the knowledge, Ya Allah. Give me the quality. Give me the understanding. Give me the comprehending. Give me the nur and qabul of the knowledge, Ya Allah. And O Allah, make this knowledge a source of blessing and rahmah on me. And make me elevate with it, Ya Allah, Islam, and make me be elevated with it, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make me among the heedlessness who spread knowledge, and they are the worst among the people, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make me among those, Ya Allah, and don't make me knowledge witness against me, but make the knowledge witness to me, Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.